This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado could dramatically cut its child poverty rate under a major proposal at the State House. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports on how the state would pay for the change.
The state's lowest income families could get up to $3,200 per year for each of their children under a tax credit proposed by State House Democrats. That money would come from the state's Tabor surplus, meaning it could redirect an estimated $700 million a year that would otherwise be paid out as Tabor refunds. Democratic Representative Chris DeGree Kennedy is a sponsor.
Colorado is not going to be in a Tabor surplus environment forever, but while we are, we believe that this is one of the best things we can be doing to help pull kids out of poverty.
The bill passed a committee hearing this week, but still has a ways to go. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
An effort to impeach Secretary of State Jenna Griswold failed at the state legislature Tuesday. Griswold has been a vocal supporter of the idea that Donald Trump should be disqualified from holding office again. Republican lawmakers argued that position violates the trust of voters and crossed the line into malfeasance. But Democrats rejected those claims. They dismissed the impeachment effort as an election year stunt. Over the weekend, Xcel Energy became the first utility in Colorado to power down parts of the electric grid to prevent power lines from sparking wildfires. It took days for power to be restored in some areas. Governor Jared Polis has given Xcel some feedback in a sharply worded letter. He wants Xcel to increase transparency and improve communication about safety shutdowns. This is CPR News.